You know, when you're a teenager, life is a lot about school, school, school. You spend the day there, and then when you come home and switch on the TV or internet, you're at school too. The shows and films you watch, Glee, iCarly, Mean Girls, High School Musical, they're all set in the most portrayed school system in the world, US high schools. I was curious about two things. How does the reality of a US high school match the TV shows? And how attractive are they to Irish teenagers?
Can you describe an American high school for me? What does it look like?
Big place with lots of kids and lockers.
Popular and unpopular geeks.
Popular and unpopular geeks?
Yeah.
And do you have that in Ireland?
Yeah.
No. Not really.
Yeah, Monica, really, you do.
Well, Chess Club is not a geek club either.
Bullies.
They're what?
They're bullies.
Bullies, in American high schools?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're just too aggressive. Jocks, they're bullies because all the nerds and all that.
So there's jocks and there's nerds.
Yeah.
What else? What do you do? How you?
Emos. And
emos,
yeah.
Emos?
Yeah.
Oh, there's cheerleaders.
Better facilities, they have better canteens and lockers.
Do they?
Yeah. Because their lockers are bigger. The lockers in our school, they're so small, you can barely fit books in them.
How do you know that?
My cousin lives in America.
Ah, I see. And what about what you see on the telly? What do you see on the telly about high schools?
My cousin says they're a lot like the ones that are there.
Like in Glee and everything?
Yeah.
I used to watch Glee.
Did you?
Yeah, well, I do watch it. I remember High School Musical as well. Just other stuff.
And do you think it'd be nice to be going to an American high school?
Yeah.
Do you?
Like, it depends on the school.
Yeah. Well, where would you like to go to school if you're going to an American high school?
Probably the one out of Glee.
That's where you'd like to go?
Yeah.
Do you think they sing all the time?
Yeah, they sing a lot.
We don't sing, yeah.
We don't break down and dance either.
Cheerleaders don't wear their out like uniforms every day.
Every day, just
like when there's a game, they will.
The JV football game today has been canceled. No JV field hockey game today, but practice at 2:45 to 4 at Fitzpatrick.
I was so scared coming into high school that it was going to be a complete awful shark tank. And my first class was with upperclassmen, so I was freaking out because I was the freshman. They were going to put me in a trash can. I was going to get beat up. Oh, my God.
On TV, we watch kids getting either stuffed in lockers. Those fears were there, even though I'm like, separate TV from reality, you know?
They were really nice. They were all really welcoming. Everyone was really welcoming. That was the most surprising part about high school, is how nice everyone was.
We have all different types. For example, we have many Sudanese that are Muslim that don't cover up at all.
Go ahead.
What's Troy got right now?
My name is Michael Johnson, and I am principal of Portland High School in Portland, Maine.
You guys dry out yet?
Oh, yeah. It took us a while. It took me a second to figure out what you were talking about.
Oh. These are two of our cheerleaders, and Friday night we had a football game, and it was a torrential downpour for 3 straight hours.
Oh, the first day was, you know, everything is different from me because different culture, different language, different people, different everything. For example, if the teacher comes to the classroom, we have all the students, we have to stand up. And then, in the United States, no, they don't have this one.
Back home, if you don't listen, you talk. If the teacher tell you don't talk, you're still talking, you're getting whooping.
And when you lay, you get beat up, too.
You're getting whooped if you get beat up. I mean, if you...
In Tanzania.
Yeah, when you lie.
Talking to people. Talking to people, like, I feel scared.
I don't know. I'm not comfortable.
I don't know how I'm keeping my name. I don't know how I'm keeping
King Middle School.
She's talking to Somali. She's saying I'm from King Middle School.
Arthur, how are your shoulders feeling? How are your shoulders feeling?
Well, no, not bad, but I went home yesterday and I was always doing something bad.
That's Art Lacoussi, who taught French and Greek here for probably 40 years. And now he's a substitute teacher. He's here every day substituting when faculty are out sick. And he's 83 years old. 83 years old. I played 18 holes of golf with him on.
What is that, a policewoman?
Yeah, she's full-time. All the schools in Maine now have full-time police officers that work as that. We call them the school resource officer.
Karina Benkin, I'm the police officer here at the high school. I do security. Kids come and talk to me about issues at home, issues here at school. I teach self-defense, so I think I handle a little bit of everything. I carry gun, handcuffs, pepper spray.
But I can take you down to the auditorium where our musical theater class is meeting.
Great.
That's our version of Glee.
Okay, great.
Dip da dip da dip do up a doo doo. Our names are signed like boogity 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 doo wop shoo wop. Chang chang changity chang shoo wop.
Glee is kind of ridiculous.
I'm not familiar with Glee. I don't watch it. I mean, I've seen all the movies about someone comes and sits down at your lunch table that you've never talked to, and then everyone gets up and leave. Like, no one does that. It's like you talk to who you talk to. You say hi to people in the hallway.
In America, you see all the shows, they have popular people and then jocks and nerds and all.
Yeah.
Jocks and nerds.
If God had a name, what would it be and would you call it to his face?
Would you like to go to an American high school?
Not really, no.
Why?
It's a bit cliquey there. If you're not in a clique, you're by yourself for most of the school. Where here, you just make friends, it's a lot easier.
How do you mean cliques?
It's the popular people and there's the unpopular people and then there's all these groups in that. So if you're not in a group, you're by yourself.
This is our group.
Rich kids go with the rich kids. Poor kids go with the poor kids.
Yeah.
Blacks go with the blacks. Whites go with the whites.
And tell me about your group. Who's you? There's seven or eight of you here. Six or seven.
We're what are we? What are we, guys?
We're the white group.
We're the poor white kids.
I like to pick on everybody.
Hill kids, Munjo Hill kids.
Munjo Hill.
Yeah, you picked up where you live at. We all live over there, Munjo Hill, and then rich kids live in North Deering,
which is all the way over there.
So do you hope someday that you live over there?
No, I'm glad with where I'm at.
We're content where we are.
Okay, and what does that mean? I mean, could you talk to other kids?
Yeah, but you don't hang out with them or associate with them. You can walk down the hallway, hey, what's up, that's it.
Yeah, we don't like
I know there are popular kids and unpopular kids. Does that thing happen?
No, not really.
That's everywhere, and that's around where teens are, where young people are growing, trying to figure out who they are, where they might fit in, That's why those groups are out there.
There aren't really popular or nerdy groups. People just hang out with their friends, and you make different friends throughout other classes and stuff, but you don't necessarily hang out with them outside of school, but a lot of people are just nice to you.
Okay. And are you in a group? Are you in a particular group?
No. I feel the same as she does.
And you couldn't really say that's the jocks and that's the drama kids because they intermingle so much. And it's not there's the intellectual people and there's the kids who play sports because a lot of the sports teams have some of the highest grades. I'd characterize myself as a jock, a geek, and a drama person, and I'm still fine, and a lot of people accept me for who I am, so.
It wouldn't be surprising to find four or five members of the football team having lunch together. Right. Wouldn't be surprising to find members of our drama club or our theater group having lunch together.
Okay.
The other thing you'll notice in this particular cafeteria, in this particular school, is that many of our kids cluster at lunchtime by language. So as a result, they're clustered by race as well in many cases because most of our Sudanese kids speak Arabic. Now, if they're relatively new to the country and it's their social time, their lunch time, when they can be free to relax. They don't want to be under the pressures of speaking only English, because they're tired of that by now. They've been forced to speak English and only English all day long. And when they get with their friends, they want to speak Arabic.
How do you decide where to sit at lunchtime?
Where to sit at lunchtime? You want to find where your friends are, because obviously it's difficult to have to go next to somebody and just sit with them in that awkwardness or whatnot.
When you were a youngster coming into the school, do you remember being scared or apprehensive?
No. I fell in love with Portland High from the moment I came through the door. I met my wife about 3 weeks into the school year. I was 15 years old. We had Spanish class together. We've been together ever since. I just loved Portland High.
Students and staff at Portland High School in Portland, Maine, recorded during a short visit there and providing some answers to the question, are U.S. high schools really like the ones on TV? We can do it. Hip hop hooray. She has gotta go. We can do it. Creme brulee. Keep your voice down low.